deliberately interrupted the celebration of the Old Covenant Passover in order to bring about the completion and transformation of that so that it would become the New Covenant Passover. All at once it dawned on me when Jesus said, "It is consummated," after drinking the wine, what was the "it" referring to? The Passover, which he had begun in the upper room with his disciples while instituting the Eucharist, which he had temporarily suspended, he now completes and consummates by drinking the wine that would correspond to the fourth cup of consummation. Now, when this occurred to me, I began to realize something. I had an inadequate understanding of the nature of Jesus' sacrifice. As a non-Catholic, I had always thought that there's a certain question: when does Jesus' sacrifice begin? And the typical answer that I would have given was, well, when he's up on the cross at Calvary, or perhaps when he's scourged, or perhaps when he is beaten and spat upon, or when he's carrying the cross. All of these are sacrificial moments, but especially when that first spike would be driven into his hands or his feet, that's when his sacrifice begins, right? Wrong. Once you understand that the Passover is the background to Jesus' sacrifice, then when does Jesus' Passover sacrifice begin? When he's celebrating the Passover. He took the bread and he said, "This is my body." Then he took the cup and he said, "This cup is the blood of the new covenant." He symbolically separates his body and his blood through transforming these elements. By signifying the separation of your body and your blood, what else are you signifying? If you separate my body from my blood, that signifies death, right? Jesus begins the voluntary sacrifice of himself there through the Eucharist, in celebrating the Passover, in consecrating the elements. That's when Jesus' sacrifice begins. It doesn't begin with the scourging. It doesn't begin with the carrying of the cross. It doesn't begin by hammering the spike into his hands and feet. Because the sacrifice of Christ is a Passover sacrifice, it begins during the Passover. But then that raises a second question. When, then, does the Passover end? Does the Passover end when Jesus goes out into the night and travels to the Mount of Olives and goes in the Garden of Gethsemane? Hardly, because they hadn't received yet from the fourth cup, the cup of consummation. Just as Jesus' sacrifice doesn't begin on Calvary, but the Calvary sacrifice begins in the upper room during Passover, so the Passover doesn't end when they leave the upper room. The Passover doesn't end until Jesus receives the wine on the cross. That is the consummation of the Passover, and that is the point at which Jesus finishes the transformation of the Old Covenant Passover into the New Covenant Passover that we call the Eucharist. Now, I think that this makes clear enough sense. It began to make a lot of sense to me around 84, 2 years before my conversion. I began to work through the Gospel of John one more time just to see if anything else would support that. And sure enough, I found in John 6 strong support. Earlier this morning, I read from John 6, verses 52 through 56. Let me just quote a portion of that passage once more. That's when Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him." Now, when did Jesus speak these words? During the Bread of Life discourse. But when did he give the Bread of Life discourse? In John 6, verse 4, we read, around the time of the Passover, Jesus proceeds to multiply the loaves and then give the Bread of Life discourse and speak of how they must eat his flesh and drink his blood. In other words, a year or two before his crucifixion, at Passover time, Jesus, the Lamb of God, speaks of how we must eat his flesh and drink his blood. Significant that it was a Passover when Jesus speaks this way, because the Passover represents the beginning of his sacrifice, just as Calvary represents